morning. And we're going back to Siman Vav at the end, where he raises the question of learning before Maariv. Okay, now, so the last, second to last line in the paragraph. Shegia hazman also lahaskal lilmoid kishlemet biyachidus. Now, there's a concern a person will get involved in his learning, and by getting involved in his learning, he's going to forget to daven Maariv. But normally these Yisurim start at half an hour beforehand. Don't start the meal even half an hour before this man, because you might get involved in the meal and forget to daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema. But over here, that's not true. The Chati Yisho Kaidim Afilu B'yachid is Mutter, K'shal Yivato Melimut Kolkach. So, because I want us to learn, if you're going to say you come in from work and you can't eat and you can't learn, what are you going to do? So they did not put an Isser starting in half an hour beforehand. And matter of fact, the Gemara says that we're afraid a person is going to come in from his work, from the fields, go eat something, and then he'll sleep a little bit, sleep a little bit, that's the plan. End up eating and falling asleep and then missing Maariv. But rather, we said you can't eat, you can't sleep. You should go to Beis Medrash and learn. If he knows how to learn from Gemara, learn Gemara, or he'll learn Mikra. And then he'll say Kriya Shema and Maariv, and etc. So the Gemara clearly says, we want you to go learn. Apparently they did not have the problem of people going to learn falling asleep. They said eating might make you fall asleep, but they weren't worried about learning making you fall asleep. So that's a good plan. But once the Zman already comes, a person should not start learning, because once he has the bona fide chiyuv already, he should daven Maariv, because afraid if he does get involved in learning, there is a possibility he'll forget to daven. Okay. Not even that, but Abba Batsibur is mutter, because that learning Batsibur is not always easy to get the Tzibur together, and if you don't do that, you end up in Mavatl Limatar of a Rabim, and that's significant enough for us that we don't want to do that, that we're going to allow him this to, or them to start learning, even though it's a Gizman. Now, there's a point over here, which in the Piskei Mishnah on the bottom, that they mention, which the Chayyim does not talk about, is the Heter of a Shomer. Remember back before when we had a Klal and Gimel by Mincha in the Siman Beis, he spoke about the people relying on starting these meals, relying on the fact that the Shamish would knock on the door and call people to daven. So that's a form of a Shomer. You're afraid I'm going to forget. Well, I won't forget because I asked somebody to remind me and make sure that I don't forget. So that we see that works. So we extrapolate that concept to any type of shmira, that not specifically the shamish, but I ask a shomer, a private situation, I ask somebody to remind me to daven Maariv, that would be sufficient. The word I'll say, if that person is involved in the same thing you're involved in, the same way you're going to forget, he's going to forget, that doesn't work. So that's called arvatzarch. Your arev, your guarantor, also needs a guarantor. So that's not a good idea. So there's a heter of a shomer. Now the question is, does the shomer have to be a person, or can I use mechanical means, technological means, to have a shmira, which would be valid to allow me to start a meal, etc. So multiple voices can say yes. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this idea, not by Maariv, but in regards to the concern that a person might come to tilt the nair. He quotes from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Abir Halacha and Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one of the few places where the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that a person would tape a piece of paper onto the lamp, which says the word Shabbos, or attach a piece of paper, I don't know if he was in tape in those days, that so when he would come to, if he would forget, he would be reminded by the fact that there's a piece of paper there. So that's a valid shmira. The Gemara says that a shomer to remind you not to tilt the nair is acceptable. So he's saying that using this piece of paper instead would also be acceptable. So Scheinberg and others said nowadays
his days, right, setting an alarm clock and having a piece of paper on the alarm, so you come to shut off the alarm, you will see that what it says, and it says Ma'ariv, so that would be sufficient as well. So if a person would want to use an alarm clock now on his phone, which when the alarm rings, it says what the point is, why it's ringing, and you look at your phone and it says, oh, it says Ma'ariv, so that's acceptable. However, the same way by Shamash, it says that the Kriya Shamash is only acceptable if you immediately react to it. So he calls Mincha, and you go down Mincha. He says, yeah, okay, great, Mincha. Okay, if to finish the meal, okay, just one more bite. So you lost your Shmira. So same thing over here. If the alarm rings, unless you would set a snooze button to make sure that it rings again with the same reminder, that reminder is no longer effective because you've went back to your activity of eating, etc. But if a person would respond correctly, immediately, to the alarm, so he would be allowed to start his meal, etc., relying on that type of reminder. So that's acceptable. However, one last point. This works regards to achila. It works regards to learning other malachas, which we said apply to Marv as well, according to some opinions. What about Shina? Going to sleep, relying on the alarm clock that is going to wake you and remind you of Marv. So this is questionable, some say, because the Mora says in regards to sleeping, by that person might come to sleep outside the sukkah. Mora says, well, you make an Orev, make a Sharmer. The Mora says, Arvacha Arvitzarach, we can't rely on somebody to remind you not to fall asleep, because maybe he'll fall asleep. So we didn't put the concept of Sharma regards to Shina. The next step being, well, can we, maybe this artificial Sharma is better. On the other hand, it's very common for people to press the snooze button and not respond. And since that's an issue, therefore the person suggests that a person should not rely on Shmira of an alarm clock for Shina. Have a good day.